Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Clark tells me we're back, but I've just frozen on the screen and...
That's a flattering
shot.
There's you.
Yeah, so we're just going to keep talking. There we go. Your camera's working fine. The Millennium Falcon has blown a piston.
Yeah.
That's what's happened
today.
What
happened in Apollo 13 where he tried to do the air change exchange and blew something off? And
yeah. Boys, okay. The boys getting the kinks out of the board there. So you're going to look at... Do you want to talk?
I'll move my lips again and you talk and I'll make that whole thing.
Can we do that for a while?
Yeah. Japanese movie.
For those that are listening live online, which, by the way, move your lips.
You said, I'm sorry.
You're the dummy. I'm the ventriloquist.
I got to get in the zone. It's hard.
Can't do it.
When I'm laughing.
Last night, I was at Safeway. Hello. There you go. I got to put my hand up the back of your shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Last night, I was at Safeway and ran into a hockey guy who's also a farmer. And he told me that he's been listening every single day online to the audio stream. So for those that are listening, right, why'd you stop talking?
It's hard.
It's not that hard. Okay, you don't have to. But anyways, we've blown a tire. We're down to one camera. The Millennium Falcon has blown a piston. So to our Facebook people, you're looking at Darren, listening to me. And for the people that are listening online at rodpeterson.com/listenlive, they wonder what the hell's the problem. Nothing's changed.
It's like Penn and Teller.
And now we're back to the two shot. So the boys are figuring it out. Anyways, had a good visit with that guy last night over the meat aisle. I bought Pinty's hot wings just to support Pinty's.
Yeah.
Because they're such a big supporter of curling in this country.
Big time.
Junior hockey in this country. I bought my Pinty's hot wings. And he said he's been in the field for the last several weeks, very much listening to the live stream and enjoying it. Funny comments here from everybody. Producer Clark writes in on the comment string. All good, folks. Not a worry. Brady says, can the Millennium Falcon break down all the time? I guess he wants to see you more.
They love the...
It's a man crush. I think they call that a man crush. Oh, they love the...
I think so.
They love that. Obviously, it blew my mind. I'm not sure where I was. So I'm going to go back to the quick six show topics as we reset here to start hour two of the program. One, CFL training camps are not opening. The news of the last 24 hours I knew would be confusing to some people because... That's the beautiful thing about TiVo, PBR. You can at least go back. What did I just hear? So when the CFL says they're opening facilities to players amid some restrictions, and the provinces say that you can resume, CFL teams can resume practicing, doesn't mean they're going back to practice, okay? I see the people, I knew people would say, oh, training camps are opening. Just like that Calgary news anchor last week that said, hey, Glenn, so there's going to be a CFL season beginning in September. No, there isn't. Can you listen? That's, well...
And it's the same...
Yeah, go ahead.
Same thing Lou said with hockey. Doesn't mean there's going to be a hockey season, but we've got a plan. And that's where it starts with a plan. That's
right.
It. It's just a plan.
This is what I've realized as a recovery coach, mental coach. You need to pound things into people's head every single day and make it very simple. And some of them will never get it. But they... What? Zing. It's gone. What did he just say? And that's what happened. People think CFL training camps are opening. They're not. Not right now. We hope that they will be. We believe that they will be. But just because the facilities are opening and the players can come in and work out doesn't mean training camps are opening or they're going to be practicing anytime soon. Stanley Cup playoff odds. I mentioned them earlier. The three top favorites to win the Stanley Cup, not surprisingly, are the top seeds. Boston, Tampa Bay, and Vegas all picked at 6-1 favorites to win the Stanley Cup. Colorado's next at 8-1, and they're one of the top seeds. And the team with the longest odds at winning the Stanley Cups, the Montreal Canadiens, at 1,000-1. But it's better than that NFL Power Index with the four teams that you have no chance. I found that hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
That the ESPN analytics tell the Jaguars, there's no way you can win the Super Bowl this year. Let's just cancel the season. How, I mean, Montreal, there's a chance.
Yeah, how can you show up to camp with no chance?
I think it's hilarious. Toronto, 30-1. Edmonton, 40-1.
What do you mean you're cutting me?
Well, we're not going to win the Super Bowl anyway.
What did I do wrong? I didn't make us any worse.
Oh, yeah, I thought we're the worst team in the league. Well, we are, but that would make you the worst player in the league.
Imagine getting cut from a team with no chance at winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, I suck. Point three, the NHL draft formula is incredibly confusing to the point that I'm not even going to talk about it. Point four, how will winning the Stanley Cup this year be different? Lou's the first hockey pundit that I put that question to, and he really put a bow on it quite nicely, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
It's to the team that wants it the most. Now, that doesn't serve us in sports talk radio very well when you've got hours of airtime to fill on a daily basis and you can sum it up in one sentence when the fact of the matter is you can. But what's the point of odds and analysis and breakdowns and, you know, the checklist that I did earlier? Why do all that talk when it just comes down to who wants it more? Because he's right. But we got to talk about something.
He is right. And it's interesting. I liked how he said it might even be flipped because the first round is by far the best. The second round, pretty good too. And then it starts to become, like he says, a marathon. And, you know, teams just run out of gas. But he said it might be flipped because we talked about empty stadiums and how, you know, maybe won't be into it right away. It take you a couple of shifts and then all of a sudden you're dialed in. It might take a couple of rounds. So when you get to a conference final, now the guys are really into it. They figured out how to turn it on with nobody in the building and no atmosphere. And the Stanley Cup finals will be awesome. And with everything that's gone on, with sports being gone and people going through difficult times with COVID, you know, kind of a counter to what Jeff says, I think the Stanley Cup might mean more than recent ones. You might have more attention, more on the line, and it might be more special. It doesn't need an asterisk. This might be better than what we've seen in the past.
Point five of the Quick Six show topics, Major League Baseball players being unreasonable, if you feel they're being unreasonable. Our poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center is that, is the Major League Baseball players' refusal to take pay cuts damaging your love for the sport of baseball? Last we checked on Twitter, 52% of you only saying yes, it is. I'm surprised that it's that low. I love players in all leagues, but their refusal to take pay cuts is losing them a lot of fans. I get why we got to here to this point. They've been screwed over and lied to by the owners forever. There's no trust, but it doesn't look good. On Facebook, 57% of you saying yes. Damn, baseball's damaged, and here's proof.
Yeah.
And point six, WCBL canceling its season yesterday. So all of the good news we were getting earlier in the week, not the least of which is the NHL 2014 playoff, dampered somewhat with Hockey Canada canceling its summer programs and now the WCBL canceling its entire season. A guy that always puts a smile on our face, though, and cheers us up is Rick Dhaliwal, TSN 1040 Vancouver. He joins us on video chat this morning. There he is, Dolly. Good morning, Rico. How are you? And now, man, what a day. Rick, you look good. You sound good. We can't hear you. So it won't take long for the guys in the back to fix that.
No, not at all.
And it's not their fault. The Millennium Falcon's leaking a little oil today. Is that fair?
That's fair. Yep. Sometimes you just don't know where the leak's coming from, but once they find it.
This post-game meeting is going to be a slobber knocker. Okay, let's go back out on video chat. We got Rick Dhaliwal. How you doing, Rick?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we got you.
Okay, good.
I don't know
how
if
are you guys.
Oh, we're good. We're very good, but we're not in a hot spot like you in Vancouver. More importantly, how are you doing?
Very good, very good. You know what? It's been a good week here in Vancouver because hockey's going to be back. We're hoping the CFL is back. The Whitecaps, they've been practicing for a while. You know, this has been a tough few months, Rod. You know this. It's been tough on everybody in the media. It's been a long time without sports. It is really hard. You know, in the industry that you and I and everybody are in, we've made a living off of sports, and to not have it, it's been a real tough go. It's been a real tough go.
Yeah, somewhat depressing, and I've just taken it upon ourselves to put a smile on people's faces, or at least try on a daily basis. And, you know, the last time we talked, Rick, was December, and Vancouver was on the outside looking in, if you remember. And you said how tough it would be for them to gain some ground because there were so many good teams in the Pacific. Well, here we are. They're in the playoffs. You know, what changed?
You know, hey, look, I got to give Travis Green a lot of credit. This was a team in August, Rod. Not a lot of people picked them to make the playoffs. And right now they're a bubble team. Let's be honest. When hockey stopped, they were tied with Nashville for the eighth place in the Western Conference. They're right there. And they got so much good young talent. You know, Pettersson, Hughes, Besser. Those three guys, they give you a great foundation to work with for years to come. This team is on the cusp. You know, it's been a tough 5 years, Rod. There's been no playoffs in this hockey. People talk about Canucks Twitter is so negative, the media is so negative. But when you're in a Canadian market and your NHL team has not made the playoffs in 5 years, that's where the negativity comes from. There is no better marketing tool in the world than winning. And when this team starts to win, and they will, and they'll start making the playoffs starting now, but when they turn that corner and start making the playoffs every year, you're going to see a much more positive media, Canucks Twitter, which has got a bad name around the NHL sometimes. But you know what? It's a passionate, passionate fan base. And I'm telling you, this I saw a preview, Rod, of the Canucks in the Wild. 3 months before the Canucks in the Wild played. Never thought I'd ever see that. I give Dean Evason, good Western Hockey League boy, a lot of credit. He went in there when the Wild made a coaching change. Minnesota was the second hottest team in the West before hockey stopped. Dean Evason played a big role. And people think the Canucks are going to just walk over Minnesota. These two, Rod, only 1 point separated them. Their goals for and against is essentially the same. Both have good records at home. Both struggle on the road. It's just so nice, Rod, to be talking about playoffs in this market for the first time in 6 years.
That's why I'm talking about it with you. And 72% of our respondents on an Instagram poll picked Vancouver as well. I saw the result. I'm like, what makes you think they're going to walk to this? I don't have a problem with it. I'll be cheering for Vancouver. But what is it, just overwhelming optimism that the playoffs are back? Or why would people say that?
Well, it's because Minnesota made a coaching change. They were struggling before Dean Evason, former Vancouver Giants, Kamloops Blazers coach, went in there and turned things around. They were 7-3 in their past 10 games before hockey stopped. I'm going to give Minnesota a lot of credit. I don't think it's a walkover. Here's another one for you, Rod. When these players show up to training camp, who's in shape? Who's not in shape? Like, there's a lot of hockey players that haven't touched ice in 3, 4, 5 months. I think a lot of these teams are on equal footing. They're all going to be healthy, but my biggest thing is going to be who's in shape. Travis Green has busted players in November and December for being out of shape. What do you think Travis Green is going to do when these guys have had 5 months off? I think the team that shows up in the best shape is good, and this is it. It's a one-shot deal with Minnesota. I want to really know, Rod, who shows up in shape. Who's been eating hot dogs and drinking beer on the lake in the last 3, 4 months? That's going to be a big deciding factor for me.
Well, guaranteed somebody has been. Maybe it's not the Vancouver. Some players have been because that's hockey players. But I will say this. I was on your former radio station extolling the virtues of Travis Green probably as far back as 3 years ago. Known him a very long time. He's a very sharp guy. He's got a swagger. And I'm just glad to see that they are going the right way under Travis Green. Now, are we done with the Canucks, and can we move to our beloved CFL, or do you have anything else on the Canucks right now?
Rod, I want to ask you, because I love junior hockey so much, Western Hockey League, BC Hockey League out here, and I know you guys got Saskatchewan. I really feel for these kids, and I really want to see Ron Toigo, the Giants owner, and talked to him the other day. And they're looking at a lot of scenarios in how they can come back to play next year. I really feel for these junior kids, Rod, and I know you're a big junior hockey fan. I'm really hoping junior hockey comes back on time. I don't think there'll be fans in the stands, and that's going to hurt because it's a, just like the CFL, it's a gate-driven league. But I just wanted to say that I really, really hope and pray that these kids have an outlet to play. It breaks my heart when a lot of these kids, their season ended, those 20-year-olds, they never got the proper send-off. A lot of kids never got that second, third look from NHL scouts in the Western Hockey League playoffs, Quebec, Ontario. What are you hearing on the junior front, Rod? I can tell you that Ron Toigo says they got a whole bunch of different scenarios they're looking at for next year. But I'm really hoping, Rod, the Western Hockey League can start on time.
I'm talking to those folks on a daily basis, and they believe that they will play, whether it's spacing within the arena. One thing that they have with their business model, Rick, as you know, is they're not paying salaries. So as far as a business model goes versus the CFL, junior hockey is in a decent shape. You know, they frankly, unfortunately, haven't been filling barns for the most part for some time, save for Kelowna. Look where the Giant, well, mind you, in Langley, it's not the biggest arena, but they could do it. They think that they're going to play, and that's extremely positive. And for anybody with the 20-year-old situation, I feel it too, but I will say two words to that. Humboldt Broncos. It could always be worse than that.
Yeah.
And that's how I bring a lot of guys back to earth on that. So to the CFL.
I'm just like you, Rod, a big junior hockey fan, and I just want to see these kids have an outlet to play next year. It's very important. They're all every kid that plays junior A, junior B, or the dub, I got a tremendous amount of respect for them.
Oh, no doubt. So to the CFL, I'm loving your updates on the Lions and David Braley. You're getting on your radio show somewhat regularly. Boy, what just...
Are you there, Rod?
I'm here. Are you? Did we lose him? I hear the panic going on the other side of the wall.
Oh, there you are. I got you.
Okay, we're back. We must have frozen for a second. To the CFL, it's a big question. Your thoughts on playing in 2020 and what it will look like when it comes back.
Yeah. So David Braley went on our station about a week ago, Rod, and said, if we don't play this year, the CFL, you know, could be in trouble the year after. I don't agree with that. I think there's too many people in this country that love the CFL. There's a lot of people with money in this country that will keep it alive. Hey, look, I was talking to Brendan Tamman, who you know well, former Saskatchewan GM the other day. They're trying hard. They're trying hard. And you know, why not have all the games in Saskatchewan and Winnipeg? Those two provinces are doing so good against COVID. The Eastern teams in Manitoba, Western teams in Saskatchewan. Let's get this thing going and hopefully start in September, eight, nine game schedule. The CFL is a massive part of this country. It's a very important piece of the culture. And let's get this thing going. If we can get a shortened season, everyone I've talked to in the CFL, they are trying, Rod. They are trying to come up with solutions to make this work. It's just, it's such a sad situation that this virus has caused so many problems. It's brought the world to its knees, and it's just, it's very frustrating. But on the CFL, everybody I've talked to, Rod, says that they are trying hard behind the scenes. I talked to somebody yesterday, a week ago, they thought, hey, look really good, and now things have slowed down again. But you know what? Let's get this thing going. Let's get 8-9 games. Do you think that's attainable, Rod?
I absolutely do, and the guys that I talk to are very optimistic. Now, all things being equal, a Lions fan Instagram account asked last night what its followers thought the Lions record would be. Let's just assume it's an 18-game season. I said 8-10. Let's just say, all things being equal, what do you think coming back with Rick Campbell, Mike Riley, Ed Hervey as GM, the choices that they've made in free agency and so forth? I got them 8-10. They're in a tough division. What do you think about the Lions?
I love the changes they made, Rod, in the offseason. But here's my problem with the CFL right now, and it really pisses me off. They're the only sport right now that turn over in free agency too many players. You know, there was a time, Rod, growing up in the 80s, going to Empire Stadium, I can name you every BC line. I can name you everybody in the secondary. I can name you everybody, all the receivers, all the offensive linemen. Nowadays, with these guys turning 20, 25, 30 guys over every free agency, I don't like that. And that makes it tough to predict exactly where they're going. It's tough to have a core. This team had a core. Solomon Elamimian, Matty Arsenault, Travis Lule, Andrew Harris. They had such a good core. Right now it's tough because they're having a tough time building a core because they're turning over so many players. I'm having a tough time figuring out how they're going to do on the field, but I do agree with you on this. They made a great hire in Campbell. They're strong in ownership with Brayley. Ed Irby is Ed Irby. He's doing his job. But all the stuff around the scenes is great. I just have a problem with how many players they turn over, Rod. And that's making it tough for me because I just named you the Canucks core. You know, Besser, Pettersson, Hughes. You know, I can name you the Canucks core. But I'm having a tough time naming the BC Lions core because they turn over so many players.
I hope that's a change when the CFL comes back as they are looking at its business model. That's one of the first and foremost things they need to look at. Rick, this has been exactly what we'd hope, a wonderful West Coast sports update. Thank you, sir, and I hope to bring you on throughout the summer.
Hey, Rod, keep doing what you're doing. You're a legend in Saskatchewan, respected by the country, and I'm telling you right now, keep doing what you're doing.
Awesome. We will, Rick. Same to you. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Rick Dalloway joining us from Vancouver, and I want to break, come back with a sports update. Everett Silvertips goalie Dustin Wolf's coming up. Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in and says, yeah, there's no easy answer for the CFL right now. Colin in Ottawa watching, he says, yeah, they had a core, but no offensive line. Can't win without good hoggies. Things did change a little bit when they made a coaching change at the offensive line position with the BC Lions, but I get where you're coming from. And Jeff, the Stamps fan, continues, people thought the Lions would be good last year. I don't expect them to be that great this year. Canadian depth is questionable. So what was meant to be a hockey show kind of veers back to a football show, and that's my bad for asking Rick that, but it's not bad either.
No,
not at all. Prairie Mobile text line, I saw the boys flash that up on the screen. You can write us anytime, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Jim Wagner writes in, says, morning, RP Nation. Caught me some KBO baseball this morning. Oh, no, Big Donger troubles. Go Wiz. Summer without Red Sox baseball is going to be sad. Have a good day, all. That's from Jim Wagner, who got a lot in there in 140 characters. The Big Donger, out. Broken right tibia, 6 to 8 weeks. We thank our spotter, Brady in Saskatoon, for informing us of that. No wonder he hasn't homered since Saturday.
Yeah. You're getting up in his business, and he's been in the press box. He hasn't even been on the field.
He needs a splint. Zach in Calgary. Good morning, RP Nation, from sunny Calgary. That's from Zach. Thank you, Zach. Thanks for joining. We'll be back. We'll be talking about all these topics on the table. Right after this, it's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter. Monster hit. Crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Now, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Sports update. Baseball players appear likely to propose more regular season games this year while holding to their demand for full prorated salaries. Washington pitcher Max Scherzer, among eight players on the union's executive subcommittee, issued a statement late Wednesday night calling a management's proposal for more salary cuts a non-starter. A day after Major League Baseball proposed a sliding scale of salary slashing for a pandemic-delayed season with an 82-game schedule in ballparks without fans, the union held a conference call Wednesday that included its executive board, player reps, and alternate player reps, the people said. Scherzer, among the sport's highest-paid players, confirmed the call without divulging who was on it. For Sheldon Kennedy and Willie O'Ree, sport was a vehicle for societal change. NHL players have been inducted into Canada's Sports Hall of Fame before, but usually for their body of work on the ice. What's unique about the induction of Kennedy and O'Ree is they enter the hall as builders. The pair was announced Wednesday as part of Canada's 2020 induction class. O'Ree, now 84, from Fredericton, New Brunswick, overcame racism to be the first black player in NHL history. And Sheldon Kennedy from Elkhorn, Manitoba, was sexually abused by his coach, Graham James. After a 10-year NHL career, Sheldon devoted his life to the prevention of abuse, bullying, and harassment in sport. Basketball player Steve Nash, golfer Lori Kane, track and field athlete Diane Jones-Konowski, wheelchair curler Sonia Gaudette, the horse and rider team of Eric Lamaze and Hickstead, and power lifter Jackie Barrett were the athletes announced Wednesday for induction. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. They feature free citywide delivery and curbside pickup. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Energy Bars. I hope Ben doesn't mind us calling it Ben's G2G Energy Bars. That's what he's associated with now. It's not really Ben Cahoon's. It's G2G Protein Bars. He just happens to be the Canadian sales rep. Ben Cahoon, seven delicious flavors. Fresh, all natural, healthy, delicious. RP Show viewers get a 20% discount by ordering online. Go to g2gbars.ca. Enter the promo code RP Show. Get 20% off. Back to the task at hand. How are you?
I'm great.
That reminds me of the Shark Tank, when Rob Gronkowski and his brothers were on there pitching the Gronk protein shake and the shaker.
Yeah.
And the sharks were like, why are you not calling it Gronk's protein drink?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I didn't really want to leverage my name. And they're like, why wouldn't you? You're Rob Gronkowski.
That's what we're buying into.
They should almost call this Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Should. They should. I think it's a big reason why he's associated with, obviously, the show, but why, you know, some of our listeners, you know, buy the bars. Why we, and they're great bars. The product speaks for itself. But with the shaker bottles, I mean, there's other shaker bottles out there that are good. Put your name on it. People will buy it because you're associated
with it. Which he eventually did.
Yeah.
By the way. Cooper Campbell, football guy in Mississippi, is watching. He says, I chatted with Mo Lloyd yesterday, and he had a lot of super things to say about you, Rod. Thank you, Cooper. Please say hey to Molo for me. Number 47, starting middle linebacker, the 2007 Grey Cup champion Riders. He's been on this show. He's a super guy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Cooper. I was watching The Ranch last night. Can you just not get into it? Because I am addicted to
it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if I can. I mean, I got into it, and then when I did, I watched like six episodes in a row.
It
was awesome. And then I just, for whatever reason, don't pick it back up. I almost have to force myself to, and then when I do, I'm happy I did. I don't know if that's...
Well, it's hilarious. I'm addicted to The Ranch.
Yeah.
My life, in a lot of ways, is a episode of The Ranch. It's becoming more and more like that all the time. Now that the land from our farm has been willed to my brothers and me, and all the stuff that the zany hijinks that go along with that, not to mention my career in football and their career in ag, I can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
And it's the last show we watch every night on Netflix, and I usually roll over to my wife because we watch in bed, and I'm like, can we watch another one? And usually by then, it's 10, 10:30, and she's had enough. But yeah. I just love the show. And the topic of Shark Tank came up last night because I won't get into it unless you've watched it. But I see Rob Vanstone's writing a column on, oh, Dustin Wolf's ready. Okay, we'll come back to the ranch in a second. Maybe we'll open there with the goaltender of the Everett Silvertips of Tuscan, California. Calgary Flames seventh rounder joins us on video chat today. And the WHL goalie of the year. Dustin, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate the time, my man. Listen, what have you been watching on Netflix, or have you been watching anything the last 2 months? What's your Netflix recommendations?
Yeah, I think Netflix is kind of the go-to for everybody right now. I've been a big fan of Outer Banks. I don't know if you've seen it.
I got to write it down.
Watched it quite a few times. So yeah, and then there's just been quite a few other ones that have just been popping up. Little shows here and there.
Okay. Well, tell me what's Outer Banks all about, Dustin?
So it's basically four teenagers that are living off the Outer Banks, which is basically in North Carolina. That's where they film it at. And so you basically have the Pogues and the Kooks, and you got the rich kids and the kids that don't really have much, and they kind of clash. But it's definitely worth the watch. I've watched it probably four times now, and it's been good ever since.
Okay, excellent, because we're running out of things to watch. So Outer Banks, I have it written down. I might start it tonight. I got a lot of things to get to with you this morning, Dustin. I want to start with this. Tuscan, California, is that your hometown?
I mean, that's what they listed at. I'm actually from the Bay Area, so Gilroy, California is where I was actually born. They list me as Tuscan just because when I came to Everett, that's where I was currently living. So they kind of just default to that, but everybody likes the Tustin Dustin sort of rhyme, so right. I haven't really decided to change it.
Well, tell me about Gilroy, California, because you're talking to two Saskatchewan Prairie kids here. Gilroy, California, from that to the Everett Silvertips and the Flames is a hell of a road. What was it like growing up there? What's life like in Gilroy, California?
Yeah, Northern California, there's a lot of farmland. My grandparents own an acre of land, and he's been a hay baler for pretty much ever. And so I grew up doing that, and obviously came into hockey through the Sharks program. And obviously it's been a long road through relocating to the Los Angeles area when I was about 10 years old until 16 coming up here to Everett. So it's been a wild ride for sure.
Questions are coming in from our viewers already, so if you don't mind, we'll get to some viewer questions for you. But your hockey DB, you know, you talk about the Sharks Junior program. Can you talk about what that did for your development? How was the competition there at your age? Because you're an elite goaltender. Was the talent around you to your level, did you feel?
Yeah, I played up a year or two. This was in mites and squirts, and then by the time I was about 9 or 10, relocated to the Los Angeles area, which is where I played a majority of my youth hockey. But I mean, we had some amazing coaches. We had Nelson Emerson, Rob Blake, who are with the Kings, and Pat Brisson, who happens to be my agent now. So some pretty big name people for coaching staff, and you know, they help get you places in different tournaments and whatnot. So the competition was great, and you know, I'm not sure where I would be if it weren't for their help throughout it.
All right. Well, I'm glad I asked the question. I'm glad you clarified it, because you mentioned the Sharks program, and then I see the LA Junior Kings, and I'm trying to put everything together here. You've been in a lot of places, and he's not a very old guy. But Colin in Ottawa writes in and he says, can you ask Dustin why he chose to play in the CHL rather than going to the USA Hockey national team development route like so many elite American players do? What would be your answer to that?
Yeah, I think just the opportunity I had in Everett. Our GM, Gary Davidson, kind of presented a pretty awesome scenario of just being able to come in my first year and play behind Carter Hart. Obviously learn the ropes a bit, and then be able to play a lot of games my next couple of years. And it's kind of gone exactly to plan. I've played a ton of games over the past 2 years, and no, it's exactly what I wanted to do coming to Everett.
You know, some of the articles that I read with you, you spent 1 year with Carter Hart. Obviously, he was the starter, and you were the backup. But you said you learned a lot from Carter. What specifically did you learn?
I think just the details within life and hockey in general. I think, you know what, he comes to the rink and he's very detail-oriented, whether it be just a practice day or a game day. He's got his routine set in stone, and you know, it showed based on the ice and how he performed. He was spot on at all moments, and you know, it's something I strive to do each and every day.
And then your numbers, and you know, just going by strictly statistics, actually eclipsed Carter's. I mean, I know it's tough to talk about if you're a humble guy, but what really turned it on for you in Everett? You've been with good teams, obviously, chasing U.S. Division crowns and all the rest, but what clicked for you on the ice the last couple of years to this point?
Yeah, I think just consistently improving, and obviously you play more games, you're going to gain more experience, and no, I think that's done worlds for me. You know, when you play over 100 games in 2 years, it's, I mean, it kind of speaks for itself. You see a lot of different plays happen, and obviously I wouldn't be here without the amazing teams we've had, but you know, it's a total group effort, so we've had some great success over the last couple of years.
Good answer. Yeah. And an obvious answer, more games, more shots, of course, and opportunity. You got that opportunity from the Silver Tips. Another viewer of Monty in Saskatoon wants to know, what WHL city do you like to play in the most? Great question, Monty. Where do you like going in as the road team the most, Dustin?
I mean, there's a lot of them. There's some that you like to play more than others, but Seattle is always fun. Kind of biased, but it was nice playing in Calgary this past season for my first time. But I mean, obviously you can go to the big building like Edmonton and whatnot, but if you go minor buildings, like Seattle is always fun, very raucous crowd. They obviously hate us, so definitely a fun environment to play in.
A couple questions have come in, one from Jason in Red Deer and also producer Clark. Similar questions. What is Dustin hearing about the Flames' plans for the upcoming playoff run? And can we expect to see Dustin in a Flames uniform? That's from producer Clark. Jason in Red Deer similarly says, are the Flames extending their roster? They're saying they are, right? Expanding their roster. Have you heard anything from the Flames as to a call-up here come playoff time?
Nothing regarding call-up. I mean, there's been some talks of possibly up there and skiing to help the guys prepare for playoffs, but I mean, I would love that, but who knows at this point.
All right. And Dustin, last one for you. We just had a hockey analyst on here earlier this hour, talked about the guys having their seasons ended, whether it be 20-year-olds or 19-year-olds that we knew weren't going to come back, contending teams. With you and your boys on the team, what did you guys talk about with how much it sucked to have the season canceled, by the way, and how have you gotten over it if you have gotten over it yet?
Yeah, definitely very tough. Five games left in the season to the point where it got canceled. And, you know, we were really hitting our stride, won 13 of 14, I think, going into that last weekend. And obviously we had a real strong group and we had lots of confidence going to the playoffs that we could have done some damage. But obviously hard to think about now considering that we didn't get the opportunity to, but you know, you got to kind of just move on at some point. So regroup and focus on hopefully next season, whenever it happens, I guess.
Absolutely. No, I get it. And the best days are definitely ahead. Well, Dustin, I'll say congratulations on this road so far and what you're putting together. Good luck in the Flames organization and appreciate the time. But most importantly, stay safe so we can get back out on the ice soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You too.
Thanks, Dustin. Dustin Wolf of the Everett Silvertips joining us from his home, and we appreciate the Western Hockey League setting that up and the Silvertips too. And that's a guy that, oh, if they go away from interlocking schedules, which is what I hear is going to happen, to not be able to see a guy like that? Mind you, only would see him once every 2 years anyways, but if you really love the game, that's the kind of guy you want to see come into your building.
Big time. He's a star. And he's very, I mean, the goaltending factory is one thing. I mean, to go from Carter Hart and then Dustin Wolf right behind. But, you know, the kid's a star. He's humble. Bright future with the Calgary Flames. They're pretty excited about him, too. But, yeah, you want to see these guys come into your building. It's what grows the game. You want to see the Matt Barzells come in from Seattle. You want to see these guys, Bowen Byram's from Vancouver. And
the Patrick Marlowe's.
Exactly. You want to see those guys.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I hope that maybe it won't happen for the next season, but I hope we get back to it for sure.
Who knows? Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, is it just me or do these guys get younger every year? Quote from Curtis Hunt, the general manager of the Prince Albert Raiders, the older brother that I didn't need. He says, we get older and the players stay the same age.
Yeah.
I've never forgotten that. Now, having said that, I look up Dustin Wolf's Hockey DB, which, by the way, if they ever asked for a donation, I would just say, here's my credit card, take what you need. I'm on there all the time.
Yeah.
I love it so much. And they don't even ask for anything. But his picture on HockeyDB looks nothing like what we just saw. Facial hair makes a big difference.
Huge. Huge difference.
And longer hair.
Yeah. It ages them for sure. It changes
stuff. So when you're younger, you want to look older. And when you're older, you want to look younger.
I know, right?
One of life's juxtapositions.
And by the way, that Curtis Sutherland, that's Dazed and Confused, right? You know the movie?
Which one?
Dazed. When he's hanging out beside us at the high school girls, I keep getting older. They stay the same age.
Oh.
Dazed and Confused?
Curtis stole it from...
It's not original.
Oh, dang.
But it is
you
great.
Just ruined it.
But it is great. Still. Just keep it for hockey players, okay?
It was me. Well, break. I'm going to put up the Twitter poll for the rock star of the day because we've had all of our guests so far on this hockey day. And we'll come back with whatever you want to talk about. We've had Major League Baseball, CFL, NHL, junior hockey, whatever you want. It's you and us till the end of the show. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thursday morning. I just understood the guy wrote in earlier about how he likes my new hairdo. It's the lighting. That's what he was taught. The lighting makes it look different.
Yeah, it's a little more lighting. Makes it look like maybe you got the gel in there or something.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes around here the last few days. The Millennium Falcon was leaking some oil earlier, but the boys got it running now. Tuned it up. The pit crew came out.
That was the first time I ever was on an airplane. We were going to Cuba. And it was, about 8 years ago.
It was leaking oil?
I've never been on an airplane. We left from Regina, drove from Wynyard to Regina to go over the Christmas holidays. Took off from Regina and started circling. And all of a sudden, they came on and said, there's a mechanical issue. We got to go back down. And I'm like, you know,
that's scary. I've
never been on an airplane before.
How old were you?
19, 18.
Folks, how old were you when you flew for the first time? Write in. Tell us. I was in grade 12 going on an exchange program to Ottawa. And I can tell you my mom was pretty scared dropping me off at the airport, like literally from the farm to Ottawa.
My brother had no concern at all. All Christmas break before, he'd never been on a plane either. He's watching episodes of Mayday on the Discovery Channel, like plane disasters. He wasn't worried at all.
Wow. Yeah, I was 16. But I will say this. I don't know why it popped into my head, but the NASCAR... I'm getting into the NASCAR. See, this is where this is the danger of these leagues missing a season, by the way, because you will just slip off the radar because there's so many other things going on. Because I'm watching NASCAR now, I want to say 6, 7, 8 years ago, because spring is really a dead part of the calendar. I'm like, I'm going to try getting into NASCAR.
Yep.
And of course, there's a lot of NASCAR fans around here. I got friends that have a NASCAR pool. Sharky, Crofty, anybody whose names end with an E. And they've invited me to go in it, and I'm like, no, not for me. But now I'm watching it, and I'm like, this has changed from what I grew up with watching NASCAR. Like, they got the fireworks with the guys coming out, the drivers and everything. It's very similar to rodeo when I went to the Agribition Rodeo for the first time in a year. Like, yeah. I mean decades. And it's rock music, and it's a show. It's hooking me.
Yeah.
And I would never have watched NASCAR if it wasn't for the pandemic.
Right.
Wouldn't have sat... watched a pro-am on a Sunday afternoon and been hooked on every single stroke, but for the pandemic. So the point is, out of sight, out of mind is a thing.
Big time. There's so much more competition for your attention. If you're not doing the work and putting yourself out there, people are going to forget about you really quickly, and it's going to happen.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
Brett Upton, I was 5 years old when I flew for the first time. Tyler Dacu, our social media advisor, says 21 years old when he won a contest. Similar for Trent Bruner, 21 years of age. So just wondering. Yeah, grade 12 for me. There it is. Right on in. Again, baseball in danger of falling off the radar, too. I mean, when your team sucks for 20-some years, a la Blue Jays fans, you tend to not get interested either. Look at my Wyverns from the KBO baseball, Korean baseball organization. They were last place, and the big donger's gone 6 to 8 weeks with a broken right tibia. I'm out.
Yeah. I know, and it's true. I you say that, and I'm honestly thinking that we might not be talking Korean baseball for the next number of weeks, because if you're not interested... Right? It's not going to be topical. You're not going to be following it as closely. Those things matter. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hang on to Brady's question there. He really loves the would you rather, either or questions. Doesn't Brady in Saskatoon?
Yeah.
I'm just saying with baseball, man, you guys better figure it out. I understand the players. You're hurting. You're wounded. I want to be on the players' side. But the way they're handling it, Max Scherzer, Blake Snell, Bryce Harper, it's no, no, stomp on their foot. We're getting our full money, and that's the way it's going to be. You're really coming off like a bunch of jerks. Hire a PR firm if you want, because you're losing me. Not really making me want to tune into you guys.
And you notice it's the guys who are making the most money who would lose the greater percentage of
too.
Their salary. They're still going to be the highest paid, but play the game because you love it. That's what people, like, the people who are already pulling away are the people who don't like the greed of the game and don't like the business of the game. And here's your opportunity to deal with the business and still get paid, but make the narrative about, you know what, we want to come back and play. All we want to do is play. So we'll do what's fair.
They're
Meanwhile,
not
in the negotiation,
that.
You can be tough. But yeah, they're not saying the right things. You're right. They need a PR firm in the worst way.
Ryan, you want to get back here? Just come on. I'm looking. Oh, you're checking. Okay, Ryan, our technical producer is just standing, hovering like Paul does, off the edge of the. No, I'm not nervous about him. If you're waiting, run across the set. This ain't Fox News. Can you put up Brady's comment, guys? It just slipped off the screen, or I would read it there. Brady. Hey, Rod. Burgers or pizza? Burgers or hot dogs? Either one, it's burgers for me. My first plane trip was when I was 6 years old. My family went to Disney World. Never flied by myself. It's flew by myself. But
it's not even a question.
Now,
if you follow Rod at all,
it's pizza.
Pizza and hot dogs. Burgers, like, it's easy, right?
Yeah, but we made burgers the other day. Listen, man, read The Secret. I have The Secret app. Abundance. I want it all. I want it all. What's your question? If you could only eat one of these for the rest of your life, that's different. It would be pizza. But why does Bert had burgers the other day? Hot dogs, Smokies, whatever. Why do you got to pick?
Exactly.
Right? It's sort of like public health and sports. Yeah, maybe if you put a gun to your head, you'd pick public health, of course. But why can't both be a priority? They're both important to a lot of people. They're both important. Well, sports important to the economy. Health's public, important to health. But you get my point.
Yeah, I do.
That's all. If I could only have one beverage for the rest of my life, one beverage, what do you think it would be?
Diet Pepsi.
Milk.
Whoa.
Milk. What's yours? Am I going to put Diet Pepsi in my coffee in the morning?
Water. Followed by coffee. If water's going to be there, coffee. But water would be my number one.
Tyler, what?
I don't know.
Tyler Dacu, I'm an average baseball fan at best. Something tells me I wouldn't know the difference between most MLB talent and, say, AA or AAA ball players. Pay him $100,000 and give us something to watch. This is where I say that the guys in the Big Four are just in la-la land financially. They don't live in real life. And why, I mean, a lot of them are friends of mine, and I tell them this, but where does it say, and I've said it on this program before, that because you can hit a ball with a bat, or you can skate on blades, that you should never have to work again another day in your life? In terms of the greed.
Right.
The owners are the owners for a reason. And when the players are gone, the owners are still going to be there. So guys, let's get with it. And not be so greedy. Yeah, the owners are greedy. We know that. That's what made them owners.
Yeah.
But it's just ridiculous the way that they're handling it. Oh, and I didn't know this. Matt Herbert's watching. Raiders. Prince Albert Raiders fan. He says it's natural brisket day. In the United States. I love me some brisket. Is there anywhere we can get brisket in this town?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just thinking about
where?
That. Where? Yeah.
Prairie Smoke and Spice.
And I think they're going
to... Weren't they supposed to be doing the RP Show barbecue sauce?
Well, yeah, and we're working on that still.
Are we?
Their food truck, I think, is actually supposed to be out by a wholesale club, like not far from here.
We need some brisket. Okay, we're going to talk about the rock star of the day. More of this discussion. How old were you when you flew first? I'm interested to hear the answer on that. How old were you, Ryan, when you flew? Or have you flown yet? How old?
I was two.
2 years old. Well, la-dee-da. We'll be back in a moment with Overtime. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Overtime is underway, everybody. Sudden death overtime. And the poll question is up on Twitter, on our Twitter account. Give us a follow if you haven't yet, at Rod Peterson Show. That's not the daily poll. Rock star of the day. And as our tech producer, Ryan, just said, tell the guys, give them a... Where's that guitar, boys? Can you hear them scrambling back there? For the rock star of the day. People, peel your eyes. Watch this if you're watching the screen. There it is. Oh, yeah. I like it. Rock star of the day. That's pretty cool.
That is cool. That one's great. I love that one.
Can you do it again?
And you timed it with the rock star?
It takes a while to set it up. There it is. Rock star of the day. This is going to make all the people that are listening online rush to their Facebook to watch it.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Good work back there, you guys. We have a runaway winner of the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, and his name is Peter Labardius, the Greek kid from Saskatoon, who doesn't even mean to, but comes on here with these life lessons throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed it, I asked Lou, who's going to win the Stanley Cup, meaning older teams, younger teams, depth, this, that, goaltending, coaching. He's like, who wants it the most will win. And how in life you don't want to look back and say you didn't give it your all because you'll regret it for the rest of your life. There's a guy that puts everything into everything that he does.
Everything.
And look where it's got him.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Labardius has 71% of the vote. Derek Myers and Rick Dhaliwal each 12% of the vote, and Dustin Wolf of the Everett Silver Tips 5% of the vote. We got to get Everett on this. And Everett's been pretty good, eh, Clark, at retweeting our stuff? Seattle, too. Roxanne's watching. She says, she's the Rocks in Rockstar Supply Chains. She says, that guitar is awesome. Love it. Thanks, Darnell and Roxanne, for watching, and we'll see you tomorrow. Because they're coming in to present John Frenzy with his rock star of the hat. Sorry, rock star of the day hat. He'll be the first one. All the hats are ready, they say, however.
Yeah.
And you knew that Lou will wear the hat.
Of course. Of course he will.
He'll wear it around Calgary. He'll wear it around NHL arenas. Brady, you're making me hungry. He says, do you know what else sounds good right now? Some mint Girl Guide cookies. That from Brady.
Do you remember coming back from North Battleford? And literally, we were eating Girl Guide cookies like they were a bag of chips. Because we bought all those boxes of Girl Guide cookies at the arena in North Battleford.
Oh, yeah, before the game.
Yeah, we bought them before the game. Two boxes each, and we were eating them like chips after the game.
I always eat them like that. By the way, Girl Guides really did a significant price hike and nobody noticed. They went from $2 to $5 a couple of years ago. Nobody bitched because they'd been $2 forever. But now it's $5. And no, it's a fundraiser. I still buy them. But did you notice the significant price hike?
Yeah.
You're the math and numbers guy. What is that? That's over 100%?
Yeah.
150%?
150%. Now, if you've noticed, there's a sneaky way to raise your prices without raising your prices. Have you noticed it in the grocery stores? Milk is the biggest one. So no longer do you get, the 500 milliliter tall, like chocolate milks or white milks that you'd buy for a certain price. Well, the price stayed the same, but if you watch, look at the label. It's not 500 mils anymore. It's like 473. Less than
those, how do they sleep at night?
You don't notice.
That I buy it anyways. More. I don't care. Okay, Darren, you're going to go on the hot seat right now. You ready to dance?
I am.
Couple things from Brian Warwish in Vancouver. Have you got the sizing sorted in the store yet? That's one. Two, from Alan Lee, the intern, the Asian sensation, Alan the intern. What's up with the fast food bracket? So are you going to tell me we're working on it?
No. Well, I'll tell you, we've got the supplies. You've seen them in the office. So all the arts and crafts are going to start with the fast food bracket, putting that together. But that'll happen in the summer once we run out of things to talk about. And then for sizing in the store, how do I say we're working on it? Saying we're working on it. We had the conversation yesterday. It's pretty good, actually.
With Sean?
Yeah, and Morgan. So we're building a new game plan, which is good.
Brian, can you please tell me what size you need?
But we're working on those a plan for those one-offs. So when there's a specific sizing we need, that we'd be able to get it faster.
Well, we got some big boys that like this show. I mean, we got to ship, I think, triple XL to Winnipeg.
That's the one. That's where it started, was with the Winnipeg. Yeah.
So we got some big boys and girls that like this show. So you handled that pretty well, actually.
Thanks.
We're working on it. You know what? When I die, that's what's going to go on my tombstone. We're working on it. It's what put him in this grave.
Be like half a tombstone.
No, what will go on my tombstone, and will you do me a favor and do this? You and my wife?
Yeah.
He never said he was a journalist.
Yes, that should go on there for sure.
No doubt. I mean, now I don't need double L, double XL. Okay, Brian, thank you. These aren't Korean sizes, right? Because I was on the Wyverns, wyvernshop.com. My Korean baseball league team, and they got extra large bunny hugs, but I'm like, is this Korean extra large? Because in that case, I'd probably need a 4XL Korean size.
Yeah, they're all
smaller people.
Yes.
Similar to Mexico.
Yeah.
But I'm realizing now I don't have to listen to anybody anymore or listen to the bunk. So when the people, they go, oh, you're the voice of the writers. You should be a non-biased reporter. Says who? Says you? I'm an entertainer. How many beat writers do you see out emceeing dinners or rallies? Or for that matter, funerals and weddings? Never.
Zero.
They're the journalists. I'm the entertainer. And it just, some of these, you know these people, they're just never going to get it. They're never going to get it. So why would I get in these arguments with them? I don't hear from them anymore.
Exactly.
It's awesome. Stress levels like down here.
Yeah.
I've been eating like an absolute fat child and I can't gain weight. It's awesome. I think it's because I don't have any stress.
Just melting. The no stress just melts away the pounds.
My wife's got a real kink in her neck and I said, you got to go to the chiropractor. We have a great chiropractor, Matt. I haven't seen Matt for ages and I used to be in there all the time. I can't even move my back's my neck. Can you? It's always all stress. Now I feel like Gumby. And have for like a year and a half. I eat pizza, Oreos, Coke.
I'd say
and
that's
I
gonna...
don't gain weight. I'm actually losing weight.
I'd say that's going to catch up with you, but I just don't know if it is.
No, I don't think it's going to. Hey, a lot of things trying to catch up to me and haven't. Brian Warwish, and one more. Hey, Rod, honest question. If the Lions asked you to do their play-by-play, would you consider it? Absolutely. I'm open to anything. Absolutely. Good friends with the BC Lions, we are.
Oh, yeah.
So
imagine this set on the coast.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the beautiful thing. If you're paying attention at home, The show's in the day. The games are at night. It's all...
Oh, yeah. It's all lining up. But I remember flying into Vancouver back in the day when J. Paul McConnell... Guys, give me 120 seconds, and I'll shut up, and I'll let you do the post-game editing on this. I'm flying into Vancouver, overlooking this beautiful city. I'm flying in with the riders, and I'm like, J. Paul McConnell. He was the legendary voice of the line. Voice of God. I'm like, he's got the best job, man. Look at this city. Look at this stadium. Look at this franchise. And not saying that it wasn't better than the Riders, but I'm like, man, it would be really nice to be out here. And J. Paul McConnell is the man behind the term Canada's team. You want to know the story?
Okay.
It was before a game in 2000, 2001. I'm at the Lions practice facility the day before the game for the news conferences, and JP is interviewing Steve Barato, the coach of the BC Lions. He's got the big voice. And he's like, yeah, it was 0-1, because he goes, Steve, Coach Barato, you are the defending Grey Cup champions. You have the best team in the CFL. But today, you are the villain because you are facing Canada's team and the beloved Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You might even be the road team in your own park. What's that like? And I'm sitting there going, that's brilliant. That's genius. Canada's team, because we're terrible. I think that year we were 5-13, 5-12-1. And I'm like, but we're still Canada's team. The fans still love us. Who cares? Our players may not be very good, but at least we're Canada's team. I came back to Regina, ran into the marketing guy's office. I'm like, guys, I got it. Canada's team. And Trent Fraser was the marketing guy. And he's like, I can see it now. A green maple leaf. You know what I mean? That's how it all started because of J.P. McConnell, the voice of the BC Lions back then.
Wow.
So I would absolutely consider it. But there's somebody in that role now who I would consider a friend. We got to get off the air. Thanks to the guys, Derek Myers, Peter Labardius, Rick Dollywell, Dustin Wolf, the crew for doing a great job. The fastest pit crew in broadcasting came through again.
Big time.
And we'll see you tomorrow for a huge Football Friday with John Frenzy, Pinball Clemens, Yo Murphy, and Kamloops Blazer goalie, WHL Scholastic Player of the Year. Clark didn't put his name up, but it's Dustin Guerin, right?
Yeah.
Yep. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.